This is what is called having it sprung on you. I had no intention of taking the floor, but it is such a wonderful opportunity, and I'd like to thank you for listening to me. I was a freelance interpreter based in Scandinavia mostly for approximately 20 years. I then became a staff interpreter at OECD, which is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, based, as you may know, in Paris. And there I found a very different world, coming from freelance work, which would take you from nuclear science to cosmetics within 1 week. We now, at the OECD, mainly deal with economic and financial matters. It's very interesting to compare what happens to your motivation as an interpreter when, from being a freelance, where you meet with your client, you negotiate with your client, which of course can be very difficult, you go into an organization where the negotiations are done by the administration, and you are part of the furniture, because the booths are permanent booths, so you're not trying to explain that something that is a cubicle this big is not good enough for an interpreter, but you have something that is twice as big and possibly hasn't been changed since 1947, so the sound isn't as good as what you are now hearing in your training booths. I am very envious for the quality of the equipment you have in your booths. I'm going to make a plug for AIC, because it's extremely important, both for practicing interpreters on the market and for future interpreters, the students you are today and the colleagues you will be tomorrow, to realize that interpreting as a simultaneous profession started, as you know, with the Nuremberg trials, but has developed considerably since then. It has developed in quantity, but it also has lost something. It has lost the prestige that the first simultaneous interpreters had. They were coming into the profession with a background as diplomats or as others, natural knowledge of languages. They had had no training, and they were treated on an equal footing with the people they were interpreting for, heads of state, heads of government, and so on. Nowadays, as I said a little while ago, both staff interpreters and freelance interpreters are just part of the furniture. Somebody once said to me, I'd worked for him for 2 or 3 days in consecutive, and then the plenary meeting started, and so we went into simultaneous mode. And I went up to him in the first coffee break, and I said, is it coming through all right? Are you hearing me? And he said, oh, don't worry. The chair works beautifully. I said, but the chair is my recorded voice. Oh, no, he said, I just turn a button on the chair and it works. So when I say we're just considered part of the furniture, I mean what I say. I did want to say 2 words of AIC, because in the more difficult circumstances that we all face today, the market and the employers are squeezing interpreters. And you will hear many people around you saying, we can no longer maintain high quality of our working conditions or high salaries, because the employers say, we're not going to pay that much for an interpreter. And the only place that can defend you is AIC. AIC is the International Association of Conference Interpreters, and they are the only worldwide organization that can fight for your working conditions, fight for the respect of your salaries, and go on saying to the employers, these are young people who have had 6 years, 5 years of training, as long as a doctor, as long as a lawyer, and you have a right to be paid at the level of your professional quality. So join AIC when you come out of school, because they're the only people who can defend you. And on that very positive plug, I will end this little speech. Thank you very much.